This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. California is slowly moving away from its tough-on-crime trend, but it's quickly ending another era. Yesterday, the lights went out for redevelopment agencies all over the state. Governor Jerry Brown thinks the move could save the state $1.7 billion a year. But those savings come at the cost of improving blighted areas. And for cities with big redevelopment departments, like Oakland, it's also costing jobs. The city used up to $30 million a year in redevelopment funds, but no more. And Tuesday night, the city council accepted a new budget that eliminated 80 city positions.
I mean, the city of Oakland's government is not bloated. It's been cut back drastically over the past several years through numerous rounds of budget cuts. And so at this point, you're just depriving citizens of services.
That's Robert Gammon, co-editor of the East Bay Express. I spoke with him last week about the dissolution of redevelopment agencies. And we received a call from a listener complaining that conversation didn't go in-depth enough.
Hi, my name is Bob Rokel in Oakland. My partner and I are members for the last couple of years. Really appreciate your programming. But we were very disappointed in the very one-sided, shallow coverage of redevelopment in Oakland. The sort of the takeaway from Gammon of the Express and Ben Trefney's report was that it was all low-income housing that was going to be lost. In truth, what Oakland used a lot of redevelopment money for was to pay part of the salaries of the mayor and the council. Lots of schemes like downtown stadiums, proposed retail, shopping districts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and staff. So a more nuanced, balanced perspective on redevelopment, how Oakland spends the resources that it has, I think would have been better. Thanks a lot.
End of message.
Thanks for that call, and your point is well taken. You join a chorus of redevelopment critics who've noted the agencies are in $30 billion of bonded debt. In Oakland, some critics say funds were only tenuously tied to redevelopment projects. In all, the pool of money paid for 159 full-time employees, including 17 police officers. It also reportedly covered half of Mayor Gene Kwan's salary, which will have to come from elsewhere in the budget now. Redevelopment money also paid for commercial development. It helped launch the city's Art and Soul Festival. It paid for a graffiti abatement program and was used to create communities centered around commerce and transit. Robert Gammon and I spoke about that last bit in a part of our conversation that we didn't have time to air last week.
There's a growing consensus in the environmental movement that the most effective, or one of the most effective ways of battling climate change, is to spur more urban growth and to curtail suburban sprawl. The whole idea is you need to get people out of their cars. You don't want people in long commutes any longer, and you don't want people buying large homes that require a lot of heating or air conditioning and also a lot of water usage. How do you do that? You spur more urban growth, which, you know, also is called smart growth or transit-oriented development around transportation hubs.
Mm-hmm.
Redevelopment has played a key role in that. And so right now, cities like Oakland, Los Angeles, San Jose, other Sacramento, other cities that are looking at smart growth plans, the question is, how are they going to be able to do it without redevelopment? And if there is no other funding mechanism to spur urban growth, then, you know, are we going to be able to meet, as a state, our climate change goals, which are pretty ambitious over the next 30 years?
That's Robert Gammon, co-editor of the East Bay Express. He's talking about Oakland there, but other Bay Area cities will see blighted areas stagnate as well. Earlier this week on KALW's Your Call, Carlos Martinez, who's been serving East Palo Alto as its economic and redevelopment director, talked about a project that has been jeopardized by the loss of funding.
We were working for the last 2 years or so in creating the specific plan for the Ravenswood, which is a transit-oriented development. This specific plan embraces the desires of the community to create a center, a city center for East Palo Alto that is pedestrian-oriented, a place where you can work, a place where you can live, play, and includes many acres of open space. And all that vision, all those expectations are in limbo now.
That's Carlos Martinez, who works for the city of East Palo Alto. the City Council will be discussing a transition plan at its meeting Tuesday.